We join a jumbulance driver. That's a big ambulance. He takes sick people on pilgrimage to Lourdes. His name, Tony Murphy. Let's listen to his story. You're Tony Murphy,
and you're
going to tell me about your service at Lourdes. Why were you attracted to Lourdes in the first place?
I was an altar server in Birkenhead at St Lawrence's Church about age 8 or 9 when the pilgrims who were going to Lourdes came to our church for a mass before they went, about a week or two before. And I said to myself, well, I'd love to go to Lourdes one day. Sadly, for one reason or another, it took me 30 years to achieve that ambition. For example, the family couldn't afford it when I was a teenager. I went off to college. I started saving up to get married and things of that nature. The children came along. But it was back in 1989 that there was a notice in the church magazine saying urgent helpers wanted for Lourdes pilgrimage. I asked my wife and she agreed because it was over half term and she could look after the kids. And so, not knowing much about Lourdes itself, other than the basic story, I was asked to help on something called a jumbulance. The jumbulances were adapted vehicles which with beds on, and you can take very sick or disabled people to Lourdes overland. And at the time, the old Across Trust, which was a charity based in southern England, used to run up to 4 groups every week of the season, and they had their own accommodation there. Back in 1989, that first time as a helper, I personally benefited from it so much that I vowed I'd go back every year for the rest of my life. But I also saw the difficulties that were faced trying to care for the sick in Lourdes. And because unlike the big diocesan pilgrimages where most of the sick stay in hospitals, we keep the sick with us. That continued for 10, 11 years. And then sadly that charity had to close. And therefore, people up in Scotland were determined to try and keep a jumbulance going because of the fantastic method of getting sick to Lourdes. So they actually raised about £100,000 to buy the 2 newest jumbulances from the old Across Trust and effectively set up another charity called Across UK, which is based up in Scotland. And so they decided that they didn't want to have any accommodation in Lourdes, so they tried 2 or 3 different hotels, and after 2 or 3 years they decided that every week of the year we would actually stay at Hotel Mediterranee. And there's 2 reasons for that. First of all, people who are in a trolley bed, you can only get a trolley bed into 2 hotels in Lourdes, the Paradis and the Mediterranee. But also the Mediterranee had 2 bedrooms which had already been adapted for walk-in showers, and some of the sick and disabled people that we take to Lourdes need those facilities. Since then, in fact, 2 more bedrooms have actually been adapted, so there's 4 fully adapted rooms. And Across are able to put in hospital beds, and they've got lots of equipment like hoists, shower chairs, commodes and what have you. And so the principle being that in a room you might have 1 sick or disabled person, sometimes very sick indeed, and then you would have a helper in the room with them. And we always take at least 1 qualified nurse, if not 2. Occasionally we're looking enough to have a doctor.
Do you have any medical training yourself?
No. I work in a hospital as an advice worker, but no, not none.
So you have a nurse and a doctor?
If we can get a doctor, we will take a doctor, but most of the time it's just 1 or 2 nurses. We do actually have very good connections in Lourdes because Across UK have got staff based in Lourdes. So, for example, if we need to call out a doctor, if we need to take somebody to the hospital and what have you, the systems are all in place to use those local facilities.
But you're a volunteer, are you?
Yes, a volunteer. For example, this year it costs £660 to go to Lourdes for both helpers and for the sick. And the volunteers like me, we pay our own way as well.
What motivates you?
And it's seeing what other people get out of going to Lourdes. Quite often when you ask people, you know, you see a sick or disabled people and they say things like, I've always wanted to go to Lourdes. And we actually make the impossible possible by taking people. They can lie all the way to Lourdes on a bed. It takes 21 hours nowadays. We can see to them both in terms of feeding, dressing, wound dressing and things of that nature, toileting. And so we normally have about 14 able-bodied helpers to 10 sick. We also take our own priest with us most of the time. Certainly the two groups that I run, from Liverpool and from Chester, we have a priest each time. And that means when we're in Lourdes, we can have a lot of flexibility as to where we have our masses. For example, sometimes you go into the convents and chapels in and around Lourdes, but then sometimes away from Lourdes, like Bartres and Betherham and other places as well. But it's also going to Lourdes on the Jumbulance is actually a holiday as well. In fact, one of the catchphrases is a holiday with Our Lady. And so as well as doing all the things that pilgrims do when you go to Lourdes, like Mass, adoration, the torchlight procession, the blessing of the sick procession, and things of that nature, and of course spending time as a group and as individuals at the grotto, it's also a holiday, and we try our best, despite the difficulties and pain that some of the people will be in, to make it as enjoyable as possible.
What does your family think of the work?
They were probably quite sceptical in the early days, but in fact my wife actually came as a helper for the first time 2 years ago, and she's been the last two times since as well. My youngest daughter, in fact, Anna, she went as a helper before she was 16 back in September 1996. She was a month short of her 16th birthday, and she went a couple of times in the 90s, and she again went last year. And then my oldest daughter, Kate, she actually came to Lourdes as a helper. That was 2008. But because last year I was going during term time and she's a teacher, she wasn't able to come with me, so she went at Easter helping with handicapped children, and would you believe met her new husband there. So they were married 9 months later.
Is there a particular story you want to share with us?
Well, there are so many, frankly, but I mean, one of the things, I used to speak to children in the schools in Chester, and they'd say, have you ever seen any miracles? And what I used to say, I've never seen any big miracles, but I've seen lots of little ones. I think one of the most poignant things for me over all the years that I've been is there was a woman who was very seriously ill with breast cancer, and she didn't have long to live. And I always remember collecting some leaves at the grotto, and then a moment or two later, one of the workers came along with a brush, brushing away the leaves. And that sort of struck me, you know, quite poignantly, really, that one person's rubbish is another person's sort of memento, if you like. But there have been so many occasions. Sadly, a couple of years ago, a man died in Lourdes, and his family decided they wanted him burying in Lourdes. And that was absolutely fantastic to be able to achieve that for the family. Two brothers and two sisters flew over to join the mum who was with us already. And he was buried in Lourdes. And so quite a strange event, if you like, but also really, really significant for that family. And he's now buried in the Dominican convent near the graveyard. There and overlooking the beautiful Pyrenees and what have you, where Our Lady appeared to Bernadette 150 years ago.
Clearly, this is a very important part of your life.
I actually call it my passion. You know, I'm a football fan and I'm a father, and I really enjoy my work, but I spend quite a lot of time.
What is your job?
I'm an advice worker at a neurological hospital in Liverpool called the Walton Centre. I'm not a doctor or a nurse, but I have become familiar with a lot of neurological conditions and give people information, advice, support and what have you. That sometimes comes in handy on the Jumbulance and what have you when we're away. But to me, seeing what people get out of Lourdes, and I always say to anyone who comes with me as a helper or as a sick or disabled person, you know, whatever you want to get out of Lourdes, please do. And that might be just an hour or two at the grotto late at night on their own. Or for some folk who have been many times before, but not on the Jumbulance, you know, the way that, you know, as a family, we seem to work together. We work hard, but we do enjoy ourselves as well, of course.
Have you got an email address?
I have, yes. My email address is tonymurphyefc2002@yahoo.co.uk. But more generally, you can find out from the website www.across-uk.org, and you'll find details of all the pilgrimages throughout the season that are run from up in Scotland.
And our thanks there to Tony Murphy for sharing with us his experience as a jumbulance driver to Lourdes. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.